It's Friday, and that means it's time for our majestic movie review with Eddie from Jordan and Eddie's Movie Blog. Eddie, how are we doing?
I'm good, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
I'm a little bit scared. Let's have a listen to the trailer for The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It.
The court accepts the existence of God every time a witness swears to tell the truth. I think it's about time they accept the existence of the devil.
You okay there?
Jesus. I think I hurt someone.
In 1981, Arnie Johnson pled not guilty.
We think this family was cursed
by reason of demonic possession.
There you go. That's The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. Eddie, it's rated R. It's described as a horror movie. Is it scary?
Oh, look, Andrew, in some ways it's a little bit scary, but probably the scariest thing about the third Conjuring film, and actually the eighth film in the extended, I guess, Conjuring series as such,
right,
is the drop of quality. So it's a real shame that, you know, what started in 2013 with the very first Conjuring, directed by the Australian director James Wan, it was really a very good horror film. And then the second film a few years later was very much the same, held up some really good quality, and there was a lot of hope for where the series, not only The Conjuring, but yeah, the spin-offs would go. And now what we're actually getting from this series, both in the main part with The Conjuring and others, is, yeah, a huge drop-off in quality, starting to feel a bit more like those direct-to-DVD type horrors we used to get a lot of in the early 2000s when you'd roll into the video store and see them on the shelf and go, I haven't heard of that, but we've got a good cover, I'll watch it. And you're kind of at home a bit disappointed at the choice you made. So that's sadly where the Conjuring series is heading towards.
Looking at the cast, Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga, starring as the Warrens, they're two actors who usually they're like in a supporting cast. Now they've been bumped up to the starring role. Do they earn it?
Yeah, look, and they've really made the roles of Ed and Lorraine Warren their own. You know, very good in the first two Conjuring films, and for my mind, a real reason why the first two films were such a big success was their performances. And look, the Warrens are real life figures, and the Conjuring films are, I would say, in commas, based on true stories, which taken with a grain of salt. So look, there is some elements of truth to these films, which makes them interesting in that sense. But now they're starting to get very over the top and overblown. And what we actually have now is a sense that even with the performances of Wilson and Farmiga, they're not able to overcome the real, the poor elements of the film that just are unable to be forgotten about and forgiven.
Right, okay. Very quickly, in about 30 seconds, if you can manage it, can you just give us a little bit of synopsis of this particular version or this particular edition?
So, look, this sees the Warrens. The last film was set in London. This one is back in America, based around the work they did on a case where a man known as Arne Johnson's defence for a really cold-blooded murder was that he was, in fact, possessed at the time, so he wasn't in control of what he was doing. And Ed and Lorraine Warren were therefore tasked to track down more information about this to figure out whether or not Arne actually was possessed by a nefarious force. And this film is more of an investigation-type horror than the other films, which are more haunted house.
Okay, so what's your rating for The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It?
Yeah, look, I am actually a big fan of the first two films. I like the main Conjuring films. I think the spin-offs have been quite forgettable and poor, and now that's stemmed to, sadly, the third film in the Conjuring series. I'm giving this one 2 flying plates out of 5, and I would hope to think that maybe now we have a rest of these films. I think it's got to the point where there's a bit too many and they're starting to run out of ideas.
Wouldn't be the first time that's happened to a series of films, and it certainly won't be the last. But I can guarantee you this much, Eddie will be back next week for another majestic movie review. Good on you, mate. You have a great weekend.
Thanks, Andrew. We'll speak then.